The Sword of Damocles. Once Dionysius, the king of Syracuse, and Damocles, his friend, were standing near the king's palace. Dionysius was showing his friend the beautiful houses by the sea, the big forests and the sailing boats. A pleasant wind was blowing and the blue sea shone in the sun. Ships were sailing towards the walls of Syracuse. The two friends were very pleased at the sight of the sky, the sea, and the ships. Damocles said to the king, "You must be a very happy man, Dionysius. The gods have been good to you, and you have been very lucky." Dionysius said, "What makes you think that I am the happiest and luckiest of all men?" "Because you have the greatest power," replied Damocles, "and you have plenty of money. Your palace is very beautiful and it is full of beautiful things. You have many servants. Many people obey your orders. Your ships sail to Greece and the lands of Asia and bring you back many valuable things. You are never poor, and you are always strong. You must be the happiest of all men." A few days later, Dionysius gave a big dinner and invited Damocles to it. When Damocles arrived at the palace, he saw a big table covered with many good things to eat and drink. Dionysius had many other guests with him. Dionysius told Damocles to sit in the king's chair, and everybody began to eat and drink. Suddenly Damocles looked up at the ceiling of the dining room. A big sword was hanging above his head. The sword was held only by one hair. The wind moved the sword. Damocles was very afraid that the sword might fall on his head at any moment. He wanted to leave the dinner and go home. "Now, my friend," said Dionysius, "you know whether I am happy and lucky. A sword always hangs above my head. I am always in danger, and my life is not always happy." "Certainly,"